You are listening to Bitcoin, Blockchain, and the Technologies of Our Future with Naomi Brockwell.
These days, our precious memories are all kept on our smartphones. We rarely have prints developed anymore, and instead, our photos stay in digital form, often never leaving our device. Unfortunately, phones break, and sometimes we lose them. So it's essential to make sure that we regularly back up all of these important moments. iOS and Android both have built-in options for backing up your photos to the cloud. But who else gets access to these private photos when we do so? In this video, we'll look at just how private these options actually are. We'll also explore more private photo backup solutions, and we'll walk you through how to set each one up to happen automatically so that you never have to think about backups again. There are some really simple solutions that don't require any technical skill. Hopefully, after watching this video, you'll never again have to worry about losing your photos. Let's start with how iPhones handle photo backups. Their built-in phone backup option is iCloud. And at the end of 2022, Apple added end-to-end encryption to certain aspects of iCloud, including photos, where only the user can decrypt their data. This is considered the gold standard for privacy because it ensures that nobody else, not even the service provider, can access the content of the data. But there's a big caveat. End-to-end encryption isn't turned on by default for your iCloud backups. So if you're just happily uploading your photos to iCloud and never turned on what's called advanced data protection, then all of your private photos are visible to Apple. We recently put out a video explaining how to enable end-to-end encryption on iCloud. If you turn this on, iCloud isn't a terrible way to back up your photos if you're in the Apple ecosystem. But keep in mind that whether you turn on the encryption or not, a huge amount of your file's metadata is still visible to Apple, and it can be more revealing than people realize. It includes things like file type, file size, how many times a photo has been viewed, whether a file was pinned or marked as a favorite, usage data, such as timestamps of when the file was created or last modified. On top of that, Apple collects a large amount of data from users in general through things like telemetry, and they often bypass your VPN for this collection. We've covered this in previous videos. For these reasons, some people might prefer to opt out of the Apple ecosystem as much as possible. We'll go over alternatives in a moment. Now let's look at Android's photo backups. They're pretty terrible for privacy. Because Android is developed by Google, they've got it set up to just back everything up to Google Drive. If you go into a standard Android phone and go to Settings and then System and then Backup, you'll see that the backup options are set to Google One. And Google One backups, which also includes things like apps, contacts, calendar, and documents, are not end-to-end encrypted. Google holds the keys for decryption, which means Google can access your data. Our private photos are sensitive, so we should definitely be using end-to-end encryption when storing them. That rules out Google One as an option. And again, we'll get to solutions in a bit. Finally, let's see what options GrapheneOS has for backups. This is a privacy-focused operating system, so we can presume that the backup options are privacy-focused also. And yep, it was confirmed when we clicked Backup. You first get a seed that you need to write down so that you can decrypt your backup. Then you'll see two possible backup options, DAVX5 and Nextcloud. These are both clients on the phone that use something called the WebDAV protocol to send files wherever you point them. We tested both clients and pointed each to our local server to store the backup. But when each backup process was finished, all we saw on the server were a lot of encrypted files that we couldn't access. So we had no idea whether our photo backup was actually successful. This is because these GrapheneOS options are really for full phone backups in case you ever want to restore your files on your device or a new device. So we can't actually confirm if this file backup worked until we go through this restore process. We'll look at full phone backups in another video, but for this video, these options weren't really what we were looking for. We wanted a backup option that would allow us to see and interact with our photos while storing them privately. So now let's go into the solutions that we found and liked. We have three options for you. The first is super easy, and the other two are intermediate level that give you a little more control. We'll start with the easy option, which is the Proton Drive app. We've talked about Proton Drive in previous videos as a great cloud storage option because it's end-to-end encrypted. But one really cool thing about it is that the phone app has an option specifically for syncing photos. Download and install the app, open it up, and follow the prompts to log into your account. You'll see a button at the bottom center that says Photos. Click that and you'll see a welcome screen and some permission checks. We want the app to be able to back up our photos, so we'll want to grant those permissions that it asks for. And once you do that, all your photos and videos from your phone will start syncing to your private end-to-end encrypted cloud folder. The best part? You're the only one who can see them. Even Proton itself can't see them. As you take new photos, they will automatically get synced to your drive. And from there, you can view them, download them, and create links to share with others. They're no longer trapped in just your phone. It's super simple, and you can create a free account that gives you 5 gigabytes of free storage to begin with. But maybe you don't want your photos stored in the cloud or to touch the internet at all. So we have a couple more options for you where you self-host your photo backups at home. This is a great choice for privacy because your digital files are in your hands and your control. For our first option, you'll store your backups on something called a NAS, which stands for Network Attached Storage. It's basically a computer that you have in your home that has hard drives on it, and you can use it to store things. Ideally, it has a lot of this space, and it's where you go to send files that you want to keep for the long term. This NAS backup option is a little more tricky to set up because your phone generally won't connect directly with the NAS. Instead, your NAS is connected to your local network. Let me explain. In your home, you have your home Wi-Fi. It's a local network where all your personal devices like your phone, computer, and IoT devices live. Then you have the public internet, and separating the two, you'll have a modem firewall router device that serves as the gateway to and from that public internet. Your local network, by default, isn't directly accessible from the outside internet. This is an important security feature. Your modem's firewall acts as a barrier, stopping incoming connections and preventing unauthorized access to your personal devices. Now, the way your devices in your local network can talk to each other is via the router, which acts as the central hub for your devices. So your phone, your computers, and everything else all connect to that router. And your NAS connects to your router too. So instead of plugging your phone into your NAS, you'll actually just connect both devices to your local network. Because the NAS is in your local network and protected by your firewall, you won't be able to access anything on the NAS from the outside internet. You'll only be able to access it when you're at home. It is possible to expose your NAS to the internet so that you can back up your stuff while on the go, but be careful of this, because if you do start opening ports up to the internet, then you're not the only one who can get to it anymore. So it's a much safer practice to keep your NAS only accessible from within your local network. The NAS option we're going to explore is a super popular product called Synology. What sets it apart from other NAS devices is its usability and wide variety of apps that can be installed on it. Let's presume that you have your Synology NAS set up. We'll explore Synology NAS setups in another video. First step is to go to the Package Center. Search for photos and then install Synology Photos. Then you'll either need to configure a user or create a new user. We're going to create a new one. Go to Control Panel, User and Group, and select Create. Give it a name and a password, and keep all the other settings as default. One thing we're going to tweak is the application permission. You want to enable this user to be able to use Synology Photos. When you're done, save out. To open Synology Photos, go back to the Package Center. Search for Synology Photos and click Open. This launches a new tab for photos. Log in with your new user and you'll see an empty place for your photos to be stored. Now go to your phone. Install the Synology Photos app from your app store of choice. The idea is to be able to connect your phone to your Synology, but remember, you have to be on the same local network to do so. This is going to be an issue if you have a VPN always running on the phone. The way a VPN is usually configured is it sends all traffic through the VPN tunnel out to the internet. But your NAS isn't on the internet, it's in your local network at home. So if your phone sends all traffic to the internet, it's not going to be able to come back into your home. What we need to do is configure the VPN to allow a connection to your local NAS. To do that, go into your VPN settings and turn on Allow Local Connections or LAN Connections. Or you might see another option like Allow Split Tunneling or Exclude an IP address from the VPN. Any of these will do. Then you want to see if you have a kill switch turned on your VPN. On ProtonVPN, either click on the kill switch, or if you're on Graphene or Android, go to the phone settings and then Network and Internet and click on the VPN. You'll see the second option says Block Connections Without VPN. Turn this off to allow our local LAN connections to skip the VPN and go to the NAS. Be cautious here, because allowing the traffic to bypass the VPN tunnel does introduce new security risks. For instance, your phone is going to try to get to your NAS in every network it connects to. The coffee shop Wi-Fi, your friend's house, work, and home. It doesn't know which network is your home, and it will just try anywhere it goes. And typically, this isn't a problem, but it's something to be aware of. Now that we have these two settings changed, let's go back to our Synology app on the phone. You'll be asked for the IP of your Synology, your username, and password. Enter those and it'll connect to your NAS. It will ask for permissions, and since we want to back up our images and photos, you'll want to give it permission to see that stuff. You'll be asked if you want to back up new photos or old photos. Pick one and then hit done. Your photos on your phone will automatically start backing up to your Synology. And as you take new photos, they'll also automatically back up to your NAS whenever you're connected. Now in your Synology interface, refresh the screen and you'll start to see images show up. It'll create this directory structure based on the dates that the photos were taken. This is a great solution, and it keeps everything organized, safe, and private. The final solution we're going to look at is Nextcloud. Nextcloud is a file hosting system that you can use instead of Dropbox or Google Drive. It's open source, and what makes it private is that it's self-hosted. You can install it on just about any computer you have at home, and it'll act as your file storage system. To test out this solution, we decided to install Nextcloud on a Raspberry Pi. I'm not going to walk you through the process of installing Nextcloud, we might go over that in another video. In this video, we'll presume that you've already gone through the steps of setting up a Nextcloud server, and we'll just focus on the photo backup options. Download the Nextcloud app. When you open it, it will ask you for your Nextcloud server IP, and again, you won't be able to connect unless you have your VPN configured to allow local LAN connections. But once you get logged in and authenticated, it'll start asking you for permissions, including full storage access. Since this is a storage backup solution, it makes sense to give it this permission. We actually had to go one step further, and in System Settings, Apps, and the Nextcloud app, we selected Permissions and enabled access to the photos and videos there. Now go back to the Nextcloud app and see the files on the Nextcloud server. From here, open the menu and click Settings. You'll see a button that says Auto Upload. This grabs your photos and videos folder by default, but you can add any folder you want from your phone to get it auto uploaded. Then you click the little cloud to make it turn blue. When you do this for the first time, it will give you a warning about backing up on battery power and then ask for permission to run this app in the background. Once you click allow, it will start auto-uploading your files to your Nextcloud device. Now, if we go over to our Nextcloud server and look at the images folder, we can see right away the pictures from our phone are now visible here. What's nice about the Nextcloud app is that it mounts as a remote drive on your phone. So you could go into your files of your phone and copy and paste and move things around between your Nextcloud server and your phone. That's it. Those are three ways to back up your photos privately, easily, and automatically. Of course, there's not a single solution that works best for everyone. And if you know of other great solutions, let us know in the comments. If you're already using Google Drive to back up your photos, then I personally think Proton Drive is a great alternative, giving you most of the features of Google Photos, but with much more privacy. Digital memories have become a central part of our lives. I am really excited that you are treating them with the privacy that they deserve. NBTV is entirely community supported. None of the products that we mentioned in the videos are sponsors. We don't have show sponsors. But if you'd like to support our work and help us make free educational content that teaches people how to be more private online, visit nbtv.media/support. And we also have a book for those just starting out called Beginner's Introduction to Privacy, which also supports our show. We appreciate all of you for helping us do what we do. So I hear people say all the time how hard it is to be private. But keep in mind that Google Drive has only existed for a little over a decade. So what did people do before Google Drive was a thing? Well, they'd back up everything manually. They'd use local drives, they use floppy disks. And this has been the way that we've done it for a really long time, for decades in fact. It's just that in recent years, there are companies that have made it a lot easier. Now, convenience is great, but we have to remember that it does sometimes come at privacy's expense. But luckily, privacy is getting a lot more convenient too. So my tip is just keep a lookout as new technologies are developed that can give us more privacy and is also simple and convenient to use. Opt for those things instead. I'm a Bitcoin baron. I'm